from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The recovery from the Great Recession has left a lot of people behind, especially Latino and African American families who had their wealth wiped out when they lost their homes to foreclosure. Many of those homes ended up in the hands of large corporations backed by Wall Street investors that cashed in on the mortgage crisis. This week, Zadie Stavely is bringing us the story of the Bulness family, who lost their home in East Oakland. They started over, found another place to rent. That place is owned by a real estate investment company chaired by a billionaire backer of President Donald Trump. Here's Zadie with part two.
Vanessa Bulness is walking me through her daycare.
This is the dramatic play area.
It's called Tender Arms Family Child Care.
Where the kids would dress up and pretend, play, cook.
There's a science corner with goldfish and an aquarium, and welcome signs for the parents in English, Spanish, and Arabic.
And then this was the great part that I really liked.
Vanessa opens the door to show me where the kids would come in every morning.
I miss that sound because they would be laughing and running. You're excited about being here. You can hear the little pitter-patter of their feet coming around the sidewalk. So, yeah, I miss that.
Vanessa had a contract with Head Start to take care of low-income kids, and she threw her heart and soul into her daycare for more than 20 years. The play areas are still set up, but there aren't any kids here anymore. Vanessa lost her childcare business last fall. And it was because of the landlord she and her husband ended up with, a Wall Street corporation. Vanessa wanted to plant greens with the kids like she had at the home she once owned. So she called a group to come out and test the soil. And that's when she ran into a big problem.
The level of lead in the soil was extremely high, particularly in the area that the kids used for the playground.
Alameda County has a program to help residents fix lead.
But because we're not the owners of this property, we couldn't apply to have the work done. We needed the owners to give us consent. And that's where we didn't get any cooperation with the property owner.
There's something you should know here.
Starwood Waypoint and Colony American Homes will soon be operating under one roof.
Vanessa's landlords aren't just any landlord. It's a corporation.
The merger will fuse two of the largest owners of single-family homes available for rent.
Real estate investors spent billions on foreclosed homes across the country. It was part of a strategy to cash in on the mortgage crisis,
sending shares of publicly traded Starwood up more than 10% in morning trading.
In Oakland, 42% of foreclosed homes between 2007 and 2011 were snapped up by corporate investors.
No one can go with $200,000 in a briefcase, no, just regular person, and buy a property at a foreclosure auction.
This is Steve King of the Oakland Community Land Trust.
That really created a scenario for investors and people that knew how to play that game. You know, I mean, it was just a feeding frenzy.
Not only did investors snap up homes, they also decided to keep them and make money off of them by renting them out at the highest price they could get to families like the Bulnesses. What's more, a survey conducted by the group Tenants Together found that 40% of Californians renting from the top three Wall Street real estate investors reported that these landlords weren't repairing or maintaining homes as they should. Two of those companies later merged to become Colony Starwood Homes.
The founder and executive chairman of Colony Capital, Tom Barrick.
Chairman Tom Barrick is a billionaire.
And I'm here because Donald Trump is one of my closest friends for 40 years.
Who helped raise $35 million for President Trump's campaign and chaired his inaugural committee.
I'm the son of a very humble Lebanese grocer from
his company owns more than 30,000 single-family homes across the country and close to 4,000 in California. And that's who is Vanessa Bulness's landlord. When she moved in, the company was called Waypoint. She was paying more to rent than she had been paying on her mortgage at her old house. And now she was at the mercy of these landlords to keep her daycare business.
So I'm on the phone now. My husband and I, we're calling Waypoint and emails and everything like that.
To keep her contract with Head Start, Vanessa had to apply every spring for the new school year that would start in September. When Vanessa got the lead results back, she called Head Start right away, and they came out the next day and put a temporary rubber cover on the patio. But they emphasized it had to become permanent if she wanted to keep her contract.
Here we are, the clock is ticking. I'm like, okay, I'm taking pictures of this is the area, this is how big it is, this is what we need you to have done.
Vanessa says property managers came and went. Each time, she had to start the process again. In June 2016, almost 3 years after the lead had been found, Head Start finally told Vanessa they wouldn't renew if the lead wasn't fixed by September.
And I'm like, okay, this is affecting my income. I give all these red flags about what's going to happen if nothing is done. Still no urgency on their part.
It wasn't until November that someone from Colony Starwood Homes came to walk through the property with Alameda County. When they did, the repairs were minimal. But by this time, 3 years after her initial request, it was too late. Head Start had canceled her contract. The family's main source of income was gone. They began to fall behind on their rent.
There were nights when I would wake up and think, like, we're squatters. And we felt really bad about that because it was never our intention to not pay rent. Because after you lose a house and people say, oh, stop paying your mortgage, we knew that's not the way to go. So it was like, this was like a second chance. And we didn't want to be, you know, at the mercy of somebody saying, okay, you got to get out again.
But Colony Starwood Homes had already begun trying to evict the Bolnesses. And that's when Vanessa decided to fight back. I'm Zadie Stavely, KQED News.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about the fight of the Bolness family to fend off eviction and what it has meant for their community. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. I'll be back in just a bit with more news.